You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
It's Thursday, and you know what that means. That means it's time for the Michigan Mailbag. Of course my mail goes off right then. Of course, right in the intro. Hasn't gone off in hours. Anyway, that's the kind of start we're off to. Michigan Mailbag. Ooh, you save up to $800 on the new Samsung Galaxy at Best Buy. There you go. Very important mail. Anyway, let's start with our leaders and best. James Crudup at James Crudup 6. Do you see Harbaugh putting together the defensive staff or letting McDonald pick and choose? If it is the former, what do you think is taking him so long? I think that he's going to let McDonald have his deal. That's why I think kind of what I alluded to yesterday about Mike McDonald, about Mike Zordich, and not fully shutting the door on him yet. That said, I mean it doesn't look like he's back, right? But so I'm not saying it in a oh, he might still be there. I'm saying it in a it hasn't been fully decided on 100%. And part of what I've heard about that is that there needs to be those types of sit-downs, right? So it does seem like it is more of that. But I'm sure Harbaugh will have a say, of course. I mean, he's the head coach, right? He's not just going to say, like, yo, go do whatever you want to do. But I do think that they want to have it be in congruence with one another. Is based what I have gotten based off of the conversations that I've had there. Josh Barr at Jadicky. I've looked through Mike Hart's recruiting history and it's not mind-blowing, maybe school-related, but he has done a decent job coaching. Was this hire more about a famous UM alum coaching at another big school, or is he ready for the bigger stage and spotlight at UM? That's his first of two. I'll answer that. What I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, you can't really gauge how good a recruiter he is or isn't based off of coaching at Indiana, right? Recruiting to Indiana. Indiana isn't going to bring in 4 and 5 stars. He's not going to get the same numbers as, you know, it's like Sherrone Moore, right? Sherrone Moore wasn't like didn't look on paper like this crazy, amazing recruiter at Central Michigan. Why is that? It's because, you know, he's recruiting to Central Michigan. It's the same deal with Indiana. So, yeah. You hear a little jingle. It's because I got Zuri underneath the desk right now. That's happening. Anyway. So I don't think it's about a famous Michigan alum. You look at what he's done, right? What has Mike Hart done? He's went from, you know, step up. Every step of the way from EMU to Syracuse to Indiana, he rose even in Indiana, even just being the running backs coach to the assistant head coach at in Bloomington. This is a guy that clearly has done some things, right? He's a guy that's earned respect of people. This isn't just he was a Michigan guy, so we should bring him back. I think it's a bonus, of course. It's kind of weird people's obsession with that. Like you get the, you know, Charles Woodson should come back and coach corners or be the defensive coordinator. And then Tom Brady should come in and be the offensive coordinator or quarterbacks coach. And there's just this weird predilection towards wanting to have former Michigan greats being the coaches. Probably didn't help when Jim Harbaugh became the head coach and brought along Tyrone Wheatley. But it's just weird. Bonus question. My two new favorite parts of basketball season are paying attention to the bench antics during the game and watching opposing coaches look confused or bewildered in post-game press conferences. Which do you like more? I don't, because of the new Zoom of it all. Like, basketball press conferences used to be, you know, like the opposing coach would come in into the same room in Chrysler. He would leave. Then we'd get players. Then we'd get Juwan or John Beilein. But now that everything's done on Zoom, I don't get to see the opposing press conference from that coach. So I couldn't tell you because I haven't watched any of them. I guess I've seen a little bit when I've done the Zoom from downstairs rather than up in my room. and I still had the TV on Big Ten Network, and I could see that the press, they were airing the press conference on Big Ten Network. I guess that's the only times that I've been able to see, but otherwise I couldn't tell you. So bench out of the two by default wins. Michael Wolf, my brother in metal at MWolf21. With a hire of Emhart, do you expect the running back development to be more noticeable or stay about the level it's been at? Also, how long before Hart gets asked about his little brother comment, LOL? I mean, I think he's going to get asked about that pretty quickly, right? Because last time he's been asked it as part of a member of Michigan had to have been at some point when he was still on the team, right? Like, or, you know, and probably just that week. That was probably it. Not just when he was still on the team, obviously. It had to have been that week. That was probably the last time he's been asked about it since then, but not since he's been at Michigan. So I would guess first press conference is probably when that's going to happen. As far as Michigan's running backs, I think Hart's done a really good job. You look at what he did with Stevie Scott, identifying and developing Stevie Scott. So I would bet that it's going to happen, that you're going to see some kind of emergence there as far as that's concerned. Writer for Wolverine's Wire, Trent Noop at Trent Noop. Did you know the Xbox Series X is really, really good? I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad that I was able to help. That said, PS5, without having ever played an Xbox Series X, PS5 is far superior based off the fact that you can't get Spider-Man Miles Morales for the Xbox Series X. You can't get Demon's Souls for Xbox Series X. You can't do all the backward compatible games that I really like Horizon Zero Dawn on Xbox Series X, Ghost of Tsushima, The Last of Us, The Last of Us 2, Spider-Man. So many games that you cannot get on the Xbox Series X. Just telling you, man. Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner 1 finishing us off as always. Who would you finish our staff off with if the decision was yours? Number two, who you got in the West Bloomfield versus Belleville game? Man, that one's so hard. It's so hard. And I'm thinking of going to that game, although I realize that it's probably hard to go to that game because you got basketball and NFL playoffs, all that stuff happening all at once. But my head says Belleville because they've just been clowning people. And even though Cass Tech was really, you know, kind of a surprise, and Belleville just kind of completely took him out, I think West Bloomfield's a different story. So I'm gonna go with the heart and say West Bloomfield. That's not to say that I don't love both teams, right? Because as much as we've talked about Jermaine Crowell and whatever, I'm close with both Ron Bellamy and Jermaine Crowell. But I'm gonna go with West Bloomfield. I think that they are up to the task, and I think that they've got just as many players that are incredible. And I think if there is a difference, it's Christian Dureed, the quarterback at Belleville. But at the same time, I think that Donovan Edwards is the best player on either side. I think Dylan Tatum's probably right behind him. And then you got Jamari Button on the other side. And who would I finish the staff off if the decision was mine? Decision was mine. I would, let's see, how many numbers are we working with? Okay, so I'll keep things with the idea that the people that we don't know whether or not they're gone or not, that they're still there, right? So, like, Sean Nua, and basically we're talking defense. Sean Nua, Brian Jean-Marie, we'll consider them staying. I would retain Mike Zordich, because I think he is key. I don't know enough about like what kind of defensive backs coach I would necessarily go and get, but clearly what they're trying to do is trying to bring in some guys that are really young and whatever. I mean, I like the idea of Tim Banks, right? The defensive coordinator, co-defensive coordinator at Penn State, Detroit native, seems to have a defensive back / linebacker profile. That said, I was told by a third-party source, again, not something that I would ever put pen to paper on, but I can say it on the podcast, a third-party source that Michigan's never, that they haven't reached out at all to Tim Banks. So take that for what it's worth. I don't really think I have any really great, you know, great names. I don't really think that's really my thing. I did it for the defensive coordinator. Obviously, no one got Mike McDonald on their bingo card, but I like it, though. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But first, are we ready for some football? NFL playoffs continue, 4 games this weekend. It's weird. I want to get to Sunday so bad, the last game, but same time you want to see all the other ones. Nonetheless, huge weekend in the NFL playoffs. And there's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Excuse me, and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on who you think is going to win that Tampa Bay-New Orleans game. Who's it going to be, the Bills or the Ravens? I kind of want the Bills now because I want Mike McDonald, and let's get this all figured out. Let's get it all done. Nonetheless, get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, we are going to continue on with the mailbag. Patrick Barron at Blue Barron Photo. Can the basketball team play cornerback? Patrick, I know you're not listening to this, but if you are, I hope you know that that is a very untrustworthy answer, or a question rather, and it's untrustworthy behavior. Anyway, let's move on to real things. I had to do it for those of you on Twitter that see my constant back and forth with Patrick Barron. AJK at AJK4UM. I've got a bunch. Number one, running back wasn't the biggest problem last year. Please tell me other offensive changes are coming, including new play caller. Can't have Gattis again. I don't know that there's any changes coming to the offensive play caller. That said, just because it was bad last year doesn't mean it can't get better. It looked great at the end of 2019, so things can look more like that than they did this year. Running back was a big problem, though, in the sense that Michigan had no running game for half the games. If they had a running game against MSU, they win that game. It's that simple. If they had a running game against Indiana, it's at least in that game. So it was a pretty big problem. Number two, anyone you hear likely coming here from the transfer portal for defensive tackle? I have not. Number two, what's up with Bob Shoop, and could he be a co-DC? I know that question gets answered, asked again later. I will say, with an emphatic no, he cannot be and will not be. A couple more. He says, please reassure me that John wouldn't give Jim a guy that can't call plays. Of course he wouldn't. And here, it's kind of weird, this whole, like, I'm sure we'll get into this later in the show here, too, but, like, I think Michigan fans have, like, a really high standard here, right? In the sense of, like, do you not think that a position coach in the NFL can hack it in college? I think that's kind of a funny stance. Like, it's the NFL, right? it's if you're getting someone from the NFL, chances are if it's at least from a reputable team like the Ravens are, especially because it's, you know, Jim and John Harbaugh, there's no chance that John's just going to say, like, yeah, take this guy. He's not very good, but whatever. Plus, the Harbaughs watch each other's games, right? Like, when I was in Orlando last year for the Citrus Bowl, was over at the arcade when the team was going to be able having their thing, right? And I don't think it was he was there as part of the thing. He was just looking for a place to watch the game. Was Jack Harbaugh. Like, he comes into the bar and we talked for a minute, and he said that, you know, he's like, oh, I'm just trying to find a place I can watch the Ravens game. I know that Jim also watches Ravens games. So nonetheless, we'll get into more of that stuff later. Number five from AJK. Why the heck is Zordich leaving? Zordich leaving. He seemed like a great recruiter and had mostly solid secondary play. I couldn't tell you because I'd retain him. And again, he's not fully out the door. Seems that way. But I would retain him. So that's just me. Six, another reassurance, your perspective on whether Hart and Harbs buried the hatchet. Of course they did. You think Harbaugh hired him to come to Michigan, and Mike Hart came to Michigan with the idea that they were just going to continue to be angry with each other? Heck no. So anyway, that was a lot. More as far as a lot of questions from one person, Jim at Jim in the North. Could you comment on the play calling too? Gattis' O looks nothing like the Harbaugh O we saw. I'm not sure why that keeps coming up. No, they're completely different offenses, right? The Harbaugh offense is pro style. Gattis' is more spread pro style. That's all I got. Then he says, I keep seeing on the board that Harbaugh is stubborn and is calling plays. I'm not seeing it, I guess. I'm also more concerned that he's changed too much. Offensive scheme, getting, then firing a QB coach, getting an OC when he didn't have one before, three O-line coaches, you agree. I'm not concerned with coaching turnover. Coaching turnover happens everywhere, right? Like, everywhere. Look at Ohio State. Look at Alabama. That's the product of having a good system, for the most part, is you get rid of the dead weight and other guys go on for other jobs. And it's been a mixture of both, right? Jed Fish moved on to become an offensive coordinator. Now look at him. He's head coach. Tyrone Wheatley is now a head coach. And he went to the NFL before that, of course, back to the NFL. But you have those types of things. I'm not concerned at all about that. Actually, I'd be more concerned if things aren't working at a particular position and you retain that coach. But as far as Harbaugh calling the plays, that's just going to be a trope that is going to continue until, like, people, if things don't go well, people say it's Harbaugh calling the plays. Although now Gattis is getting some of that too. It's just a weird trope. But again, from what I was told, there has been no, again, this was 2019. I don't know about this last year. No Harbaugh calling the plays, at least in 2019. Jim continues, there are rumors that Xavier Worthy may leave for Texas. Have you heard anything? This is a different third-party person that I talked to. They told me the odds are on him staying with Michigan. And he said it a little bit more in fact than that. Not like, well, coin flip. It wasn't a coin flip. Like, the chance that he ends up at Michigan are significantly greater than anything else happening. So there you go. Finishing out Jim's questions, I was positively bittersweet Monday night watching Najee Harris. He's such a tough runner. Any chance Edwards can be like that? Or do we have to be more line-oriented towards speed rather than road grading that could inhibit him? No, I think that Edwards has that capability. I think that's totally what Edwards' capability is. But we'll have to see once he gets to college. What you do in high school and what you do in college are different things. But again, I was told that Ohio State thought of him as their top guy in 2021, and they just kind of biffed it. So, anyway. Adam Kasel at Adam_Kasel. Can you explain net rankings and how that plays in NCAA tournament seeding? Also, when do you think the football staff will be completed? As far as net rankings, I mean, it's just like the NCAA. I don't know who actually puts it together, if it's Andy Katz or anyone like that. But I mean, that's what they use for the rankings, right? It's kind of like the old BCS in my eyes, right? Like, it's in a sense, it's like the BCS rankings in a lot of ways. But how it works is, I mean, it takes into account who's considered a quad one, quad two, quad three. Right now, Michigan's number three in the net rankings, by the way, with an 11-0 record. They are Drake is also 11-0, and they're all the way down at 10. So it does take into account some of those things, like, yeah, you're undefeated, but who have you played? Michigan is 9-0 at home, 0-0 neutral, 2 quad one wins compared to Gonzaga's 4 quad one wins, 5 quad two. Here's where it's interesting. Baylor has 2 quad one wins, 1 quad two win, 2 quad 3 wins, and 6 quad 4 wins. So out of Baylor's 11 wins, like, most of theirs are on the bottom end. Michigan has only played one and beat one quad 4 team at this juncture. The rest of them, the first three quads, Michigan 10-0 compared to Baylor's 5-0. Interesting. But I don't know who puts it together, any of that stuff. But that's this is what they use. Once you once they get this one in order to seed the tournament, this is the it's like the college football playoff rankings. You know, the first four are the first four seeds. The next four are the number two seeds, so on and so forth. That's how it affects the tournament seeding. As far as the football staff, I would imagine a week or so after the Ravens are eliminated from the playoffs, whenever that is. So this week, February, something like that, depending on when that happens. Jacob Chavaria, at Jacob17213950. Remember when Michigan smoked Gonzaga last year? I do. If Michigan blows out Minnesota again, do they deserve the number one spot? Or does a team that plays at most three tough games a year and then goes back there to their high school's conference schedule? Here's the thing. While I have it pulled up, I mean, Gonzaga has more quad one wins. Four. And Michigan. And they have two quad two. So Michigan, if it beats Minnesota, who I would imagine is a quad one, along with Wisconsin, then yeah, they'd have another one. But at the same time, I don't think it necessarily means they should go into the number one spot, right? I think maybe Michigan could jump Baylor, but I do think it is ridiculous that like people think that Gonzaga is this otherworldly team, and I do remember that, of course, last year. But I think Gonzaga is really good. I think Gonzaga maybe is the best team in the country. I don't know. I haven't watched them, but I think that the fawning over them. They've played enough good games so far. Let's see it continue, and that goes for every team out there, including Michigan. Jason of NSIE at JMarlow81. Do you think there's a possibility of Hunter Dickinson being a one and done? Same question from Todd M. Shipper at Todd Shipper. Certainly there's a possibility. ESPN had him ranked as one of the top five players in the country. You can't teach size, and he's clearly got a high basketball IQ. I think it's absolutely possible he's a one and done. But we'll see what happens. Does he think that he's ready after this season? How does this season progress? And does he think he's ready for the NBA after that? That's up to him. Dan Walton at 3D Walton. Thoughts on Harbaugh's interest in young and up-and-coming defensive assistants at the NFL level? I like the idea of high-energy guys that are rising quickly through the ranks rather than picking college lifers. I mean, I think that that's a good thing in the sense that you get, like, I think you kind of spell it all out. I don't think I really need to add much to it. The fact that you have guys that are hungry and guys that obviously have a high football IQ, right? You do not have NFL guys in there that are not super high IQ when it comes to everything because it's just a higher level game. Yeah, you have higher level athletes to work with you, but kind of along those lines, like it's a higher level game. Let's see how it works out for Urban Meyer now that he's playing it in something of an even playing field. That'll be interesting. Finishing us out in segment two, Hyperion_Capital, @_Prosperitas_. Hoping before NBA calls for Juwan Howard, Michigan will give him a Jim Harbaugh 2015 type salary. I don't think you got to worry about that, man. He's already rebuffed the NBA. He could have been a head coach in the NBA this last year, probably. Not just this last year, but before he was hired at Michigan, he was considered to be in that circle. And he decided to come to Michigan. If there is one guy I'm not worried about jumping for the pros, behind Jim Harbaugh, who I've never been worried about him jumping for the NFL at all, ever, throughout his entire tenure, it's Juwan Howard. I think Juwan Howard, the only way that he leaves, I think it's for the Heat. And I think it's, like, once he's accomplished what he's, like, Michigan is on just such great footing, right? Like, 10 years from now. I don't think, like, after this year, next year, whatever, NBA comes calling, oh, peace, Michigan. That's not happening. I think it's got to be the right team and the right circumstance. All right. Let us move on. As always, pretty late into this, but anyhow. With ever-increasing number of makes and models, it is now possible to stock all the parts you need for a car in a traditional chain storefront. So why endure pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning? and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand that his warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Now listen, rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Don't spend twice as much for the same parts. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. All right, let's finish out. We've got a fair amount. So we're going to kind of breeze through this here. Marcio Brennis at mbrennis11. Do you think there would be a co-defensive coordinator with McDonald? Do you think Shoup will leave? He could be a good co-DC, thinking McDonald has no experience, will be something similar to what Ohio State has now. I would hope. Okay, so number one, it's not going to be Shoup. I'll say that. Number two, I think that would be a good move, but we'll see what happens. I don't know what the plan is. I know that there could still be some movement on either side of the ball, staff-wise, according to my third-party source. But we'll see. I don't know. Standard Paint, at Standard Paint WP. Will new blood equal old Harbaugh, the wild and crazy guy from 2015 to 16 who was full of manic energy? I mean, I hope so, but again, like this, this question is asked like it's a mystery. Harbaugh explained why he is the way he's been, and fiery until the 2016 version of the Ohio State game when he got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. After that, he felt that he needed to calm things down because he was hurting the team. I think it plays more of a benefit than a detriment, right? Like, yeah, you get a 15-yard penalty every now and again. Not to mention, obviously, they passed a rule, the Harbaugh rule, essentially, that made it so you couldn't act the way he did constantly. But I think the team played with its hair on fire. So hopefully he does go back to that. Mike at MikeyBlue65, are we getting a real OC? You have a real OC in Josh Gattis. It just didn't go well this last year. Zach at ZachWoodruff3, what does Harbaugh need to do in 21 to stay? Do you think Nua stays after interviewing with the new DC? I don't know on Nua. It sounds that way. What does Harbaugh need to do in 2021 to be able to stay here at Michigan? Not have a disaster of a year. Don't repeat what happened this past year. I think eight or nine wins this year, and with the idea that they're getting better as the season goes forward. I think that's what he needs to do. And people will say, oh, it's just the same old, it's mediocrity. But this last season was a disaster. You look at this in a way as starting over, and you got to build towards something. That's the way I see it. Austin Cooper, at AJCoop8, what does the signing of Mike Hart do for development and recruiting? I kind of spelled that out, so I guess I won't do that again. I will add that you look at Stevie Scott, you look at Samson James, some of the guys that he's coached, they seem to get better. No, Stevie Scott's numbers this year and last year aren't as good as the ones before, but he turned into an all Big Ten back, right? So I think that he could be really good in development, recruiting. I mean, he's a fiery, tenacious recruiter, and it will be good to see the way that he does it at a bigger program that has more resources. I've already answered this question, but I'll give a shout-out to Jonathan Joseph at JJJoseph2156. He asked, who would you like to see to fill out the rest of the football staff and who is realistic? And when I say I answered that question, I answered it by saying I don't know enough to answer it. But Zach Van Lente, I should have put you in segment two because you are a regular question asker. Kind of slipped through with all the questions. At Lenty Zach, other than the 2016 and the Gauntlet 2018, seems like the offense and defense are never good at the same time. with a contract heavily based on incentive, it seems like you would want immediate results from your OC and DC. What does McDonald offer that's not Gattis Growing Pains 2.0? I don't know. That's all I got. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know enough about Mike McDonald at this point. And it's hard to sit there and glean what he brings to the table yet, because he is an assistant and isn't an offensive or defensive coordinator. And those guys aren't the ones that get a lot of press at the NFL level. So once we get him to Ann Arbor, he can answer for himself. Harbaugh can answer for him. I'm sure we'll have John Harbaugh out there talking about him. We'll get other people. But until he gets hired officially, we won't know enough about what he brings to the table and what the staff will look like to help that along, basically. Lawrence H at Lawrence_719. Your opinion on the ceiling for the basketball team and football team, especially considering the rumored hirings and firings on the football side. I mean, I still think that the ceiling for the football team is really high. It can win the Big Ten, especially if Ohio State has to change things up. Ohio State, like, listen, Sean Wade and Seven Banks were not as good of a tandem as their predecessors. If Michigan would have played Ohio State, they might have had a lot more of an opportunity to pass against them. Their front was really good, but the back end wasn't nearly as good. Losing those guys and losing Jordan Fuller, not to mention losing Chase Young. And I mean, I didn't think that Tyreek Smith and Tyler Friday and Zach Harrison were nearly as good as Chase Young and Nick Bosa. So, that said, I mean, Michigan has to play more flawlessly than they do, execute more better. But I think that's, they have the talent to win the conference. So that's the ceiling now. Right now is, I think, winning the conference. Do I think that's what will happen? No, not until they prove something, but I think that's possible. Basketball, I'm not going to be as wait and see. Let's see it. I'll say that this basketball team ceiling is a national championship. I think this basketball team can roll with anybody right now. I think if Michigan played Gonzaga today, I don't think it would necessarily play out the way any of these other games have. I think it'd be a close game, but I think Michigan very well could win it. Michigan very well could lose it. But if you're trying to tell me that those are the two best teams, or you want to add Baylor into that mix, or Iowa, I think Michigan can play with all of them. It's a revolution at its_a_revolution. Will Mike Hart have a big say on how many carries a running back gets, or will that be all Gattis? We don't know really who decides the rotation. My feeling was that it was more Jay Harbaugh than Gattis, but that was just my feeling, which I could be completely wrong about. So I think that the running backs coach has a big say in the rotation, so I would imagine he will. They're reevaluating everything, right? Here's the other thing that I think is really important to remember. Like, this is something that always seems to happen more so usually after rivalry games, right? Right after, if MSU beats Michigan, it's this, you're never going to beat us again, Michigan. It's done. Granted, it's the same thing on the other side. When Michigan beats MSU, you're never going to beat us again. But, like, football teams aren't static. Like, more so than in any other sport or level, college football teams are constantly evolving. What's a really good team one year might not be a good team the next year. And even though we've seen three teams dominate college football, those things can change on a dime. Right? Because you constantly are changing your staff, you're constantly changing your personnel, and you're constantly changing your scheme more so than what you're doing necessarily in the NFL. So, that said, I think that there certainly can be a lot of change. I completely lost where I was at there with the point that I was trying to make, but nonetheless, I think things can change. Stashos at Stashos is my name. Position coaches and OC coordinator status. Also, worthy rumors. I've answered all of that so far. Clean house season at Detroit versus everybody 0-1 to finish us out. If you had to place a bet, would you say it's more likely Gattis and McDonald are the sole coordinators or each have co-coordinators? If I had to place a bet, Gattis continues to be the sole coordinator on the offensive side, and Mike McDonald will have a co-coordinator. At the same time, that's a really tight bet on the McDonald thing. I haven't heard anything that suggests that that's where it's going, but it wouldn't. I'm just saying, like, it just makes so much sense to make that the case. But we'll see. All right, that'll do it. We'll be back on Friday for show number 5. And we'll go from there. Talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Peace.